Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's having a great Sunday. This is Courtney Tripp with 3B Soap Reviews. It's the first show of 2018. Tonight is also a big night because we're having the Golden Globes. I'm really looking forward to looking at that. They have the Time's Up movement that they're doing. All of the women are standing in black tonight in their gowns, and the men as well, obviously, because they wear the tuxedos. But it's for basically standing for all of the people, men and women, that have been sexually assaulted and gone through the harassment. And I just think it's a great movement. I'm really, really excited. I just pulled up Twitter, and the first thing I saw was Entertainment Weekly. Deborah Messing looks amazing. I love Will and Grace. It's one of my favorite shows, and she looks absolutely stunning. And I love the fact that she brought up Kat Sadler and saying that she was extremely upset with the fact that E! Does not believe in paying their female co-hosts the same as their male co-hosts, and that the women in Hollywood and all over the place, as women and men alike, stand with her. And I'm just really glad that these are issues that are being addressed. And I'm so glad that we're able to live in a society where we can stand up as women and stand up for our rights as women and to be treated equally and to make the people that hurt us pay, because I'm a personal victim of sexual assault. And I'm just thrilled to be in an industry where women are so empowered. So I just wanted to drop that little tidbit. So anyway, if you do want to call in, we don't really do call-ins much anymore, but if you do feel like calling in, go for it. I'd love to talk to you. The guest call-in number is 213-943-3387. And again, that guest call-in number is 213-943-3387. I'm going to go ahead and start off by saying that this year has really started off with a bang. I'm impressed with the three soaps that I've been watching, all three of them for different reasons. Bold and the Beautiful is moving steadfast. Finally, we're moving in a direction where I think we're going to have something really good. And I'm so impressed with Clifton and Jacqueline and their performances this past week, watching the reveal of Liam find out that Bill and Steffi had had the affair. I'm sorry, it was so stupid. The fact that she left the paternity test in her purse, of all places. Why didn't you just get rid of it? Why keep it? The risk alone, I don't know where her brain was at. I think Liam is I think that it's understandable to be this upset. But at the same time, yes, she does deserve what she's getting. But all the same, she's still pregnant. I think that you need to be careful. She could miscarry. I wish that Liam was thinking a little bit more clearer. But at the same time, I understand that he's extremely distraught about the fact that it was his father. And I said on Twitter, and I stand by it, I still think it's weird, the fact that whenever he said, it was my brother, you slept with my brother, and he was so calm about it. He was upset, clearly. But at the same time, it's still your brother. I understand your father of all things, but still your brother. You're more calm about family at all. I just can't imagine. I just can't imagine going through that. That is just deranged. And I think that with Hope coming into town tomorrow, I'm really excited to get home and see that. Annika is so beautiful, and I'm really excited. Like I said, I've said this several times. I'm not as emotionally invested in these characters in the moment. I'm beginning to get that way. So I'm excited to always see characters come on the canvas. If they are recast, I'm not going to really know the difference because I didn't see the people before. So either way, I thought that the situation with Maya was a little bit out in left field, him saying that he still loved her and all this. It was just kind of random for me. You know, you go having it be the Brooke and Ridge, Steffi, Liam, Bill, Katie, Wyatt show to, you know, we don't even really see Quinn and Eric. And you go from doing all of those things to having this random profession of I still love you. It was just out there. But, I think the consistency needs to be a little bit better with their storytelling. I know that it's only a 30-minute show, but I think that they need to have an equal amount of story for everybody. The cast isn't that big, and I think that they need to do a little bit more of a variation. I think that would do them some good to have all the characters have some sort of a, momentum on canvas, but, you know, that's just me. But other than that, I'm really enjoying Bold and the Beautiful. And like I said, I'm excited about Annika joining as Hope Logan. And I kind of like for a second was growing concerned about Katie's relationship with Wyatt. And I am still concerned about it because I think Wyatt needs to man up. I think he needs to just say, hey, this is the situation. Yeah, it's twisted. That was your former stepmother, I think. That is a little bit weird. But all the same, I still love them as a pair, and I wish that they would go public. She wants to. I don't want him to lose his opportunity, and I feel like he's going to if he doesn't, like I said, man up and say, you know, does his dad really have any room to judge him at this point? Not really. You know, so I don't want to see a Thorne and Katie thing happen. I can't get into Thorne. I just can't. It's the turtlenecks. And I said to somebody on Twitter, he reminds me of Daniel Craig. And it, there's nothing wrong with Daniel Craig. He just doesn't have any appeal to me, like, at all. I'm just not feeling it. So other than that, I think that the direction of the show potential to get better. I hope it gets better enough that the majority of the fans enjoy it. I know there's a lot of complaints, and I totally respect that. But overall, I'm a happy viewer. I think that there's some things that could be better. But, you know, hey, there's no such thing as perfection. It just doesn't really exist. Days of Our Lives, I haven't really been watching it. I'm still keeping up with what's going on. I know that we've got Stefan and Vivian. I love Luis so much. She is so phenomenal. One of my favorite villains on Days of Our Lives. I love her so much. And having Tyler on, I was skeptical. I really was. I was skeptical about there being a new Demera. I know that they're trying to kind of recreate an EJ dynamic. And that's fine because EJ was such a powerhouse of a character. And I know that he stands on his own two feet. Stefan's supposed to be his own man, and I get that. And I really like Stefan a lot. I find him extremely appealing. Now, I know that there's some people that are kind of emotional about the fact that – and I understand this. Just tonight I was kind of looking through some of my DMs and looking through some responses to me on a retweet that I'd put up and whatnot about Stefan calling Abby into his room when he wasn't wearing anything. Yeah, that's a little bit unwarranted, to say the very least. I hope that they don't go in that direction where he kind of comes off as a predator. I really don't want them to do that. I wish they hadn't gone in that direction. It's kind of insinuated he's not wearing any pants. Some people, I don't know if that's a confirmed thing, if he's naked or not. I haven't, like I said, seen the scenes. But, you know, I'm a big Chabby fan. I do think that they should be in game. But at the same time, I know that angst is destined to happen. But if they're going to go that route, I hope that they don't go on a predatory type of dynamic. I hope that they don't do that. I hope that she doesn't end up, you know, getting forced into doing something. I wish they had not done the whole exposure thing. I wish he had just been shirtless and, you know, whatever, or not been shirtless at all. Just, I don't know. But there's a lot of theories. A lot of people are still rooting and hoping to see Stefan and Chloe. I don't think they're going to go there. I think that they're going to go with Chloe and Lucas. And I think that if they're going to go anywhere, I think that they will go with the Stefan and the Abby thing. And I know that there's a lot of emotional stuff coming up for Chad and Abby. I know that some work that's coming up is going to be extremely emotional and exhausting. And that's one of my biggest fears, I would suspect. I think that's the word to use. Suspicion that they will have something happen. I just think, I mean, it's kind of obvious, isn't it? I mean, I'm theorizing here, but I'm intrigued in a way. Just because I'm curious about the direction of it. I think Tyler's mysterious. He's extremely hot. But I don't know. But, I mean, that's a dynamic that also has been discussed in the interviews that he's immediately taken with her, obviously. And that it's clear that that's an issue because, hello, she's married to his brother. But, nonetheless, she is not expressing an interest. But, you know, we know how that goes. So I know that that's going to cause a lot of devastation and a lot of issues with the Chabby fan base because the Chabby fan base is huge. They're passionate. And how would they not be? These two really have a great dynamic on screen. And their story is really, really layered. A lot of emotions and core value there. So, but then again, you know, I have to disagree with some of you, though, that say that Abby is plain. You know, I'm the opposite. I think Marcy is beautiful. I think she's talented. I think she brings a softness to Abigail that was missing with Kate in the role. I think that Kate was more of a temptress in the role. I think that Abby was more rough around the edges. I just couldn't get into Abby when Kate was in the role. It just wasn't my cup of tea. I just really enjoy Marcy a lot. And, you know, I loved Casey in the role as Chad. Obviously a very talented individual, but I love Billy as well. They just bring their own dynamic. I was very on the edge about there being a Chad recast, and Billy is a phenomenal person as an actor and as a human being. I really stand by him a lot and probably always will, unless he does something crazy, which he won't, but you know what I mean? You always have to say that about people in Hollywood, right? But I think that fan base is phenomenal. I think that you guys are some of the most passionate people I've ever seen in my life. And that's good. That is a good thing. And but I will say this, and I always want to address this because it's something that I still notice on Twitter. Billy and Marcy are good people, and they love their art. They love their characters. They love their employment, and they're dedicated to it. And for those of you that get on and just bash the living crap out of Marcy, that bash Billy and say nasty things about him, say nasty things about her, and, you know, let's cut that down to a minimum, because the stories that we're facing in 2018, obviously, you know, Ron's going to be pushing the limits and pushing fan bases and testing the loyalty of fan bases, and that's something that I do fear, especially for the Chabby fan base. You know, I have a love for Chabby. A big love for Chabby. But I've also noticed that, you know, a few, not a bunch, only a few e-jammies, very few, like one or two, that I have seen on a deliberate basis be like, oh, you're not e-jammy, stop it. Well, no, they're not. They're their own dynamic, you know. They've got their own fan base. They've got their own stories. You know, of course they're going to try to recreate a little bit because they want to be able to pass it on to another generation. Another super couple, another ship, create their own thing. You know, you just kind of go with the flow on that. And I know that that's a little frustrating for, you know, previous fan bases, but it just is what it is. That's a part of the business, and they got to keep it rotating. I know that you know, I've said it before, keep it fresh, do something different. Why do you have to go down that road? But either way, I don't want to harp too much on the Chabby thing, but that's a big storyline right now. And a lot of people are concerned. I've got a lot of DMs about it. You don't really think that's going to happen? Well, honestly, I kind of do. I kind of do think they're going to go that route. I don't know why. I mean, it's kind of obvious, isn't it? They're doing the whole, I'm look at him without his clothes on. Then he walks in on her without her clothes on. It's just, you know, it's old news. It just keeps happening and it's unfortunate. But if they go that route, don't say I didn't, you know, mentally prepare you in some way. But I'll be here for you because I love you. But other than that, on Days of Our Lives, we're seeing finally we know that, and Rafe knows, that Sierra knows about he and Sammy. I've got a lot of DMs about that too. Just what's your take on the Sierra and the Rafe thing? What's your take on, you know, do you think he's going to tell her? I mean, you know, I know that I don't like that character. I don't. I mean, the fact that he's kind of put Sierra in a position, please don't say anything, you know, it's not your job, I'll do it myself. Well, I don't know. I don't think that dog doesn't hunt. I think that he should have told her from the very beginning, but let's be human for a minute. Would we tell on ourselves so we thought we could get away with it? You know, if you cheat on somebody, but people go, oh, they were on a break. They would say, the Ross Geller, we were on a break. It doesn't matter, dude. You dumped your girlfriend 5 minutes later, you know, you were hitting somebody else. So, I think that that's going to have a downward spiral. I know that I saw in the spoilers that he thinks he's ready to tell Hope. We shall see. But I think it'll end up blowing up in his face. But the way that it sounds, I don't think that it's going to implode in their faces. I think that it'll be a fight. I think it'll be drama, but I don't think that they're going to let it blow up as big as it could potentially blow up. Other than that, then there's the Will Sonny Paul dynamic still going on, where Will is kind of, they say, the new Sammy. Meh, I can't get into it. His return was such a flop for me that it's hard for me to invest. But at the same time, I love Chandler so much. In fact, let me bring up something else. Chandler was interviewed. If you want to get on my Twitter, you can go scrolling if you're interested in reading it. But he was asked who his favorite Days of Our Lives character is. And do you know who he said? He said EJ Demira, and he's trying to get EJ back on the canvas. Now, fingers crossed that he will be able to bat his beautiful eyes at James Scott and get him to come back. I don't want to see EJ come back in as a recast. I just can't do it. Please don't do that. So I'm hoping and praying that we will eventually get James back. I'm just saying. But other than the dynamic with Will's return, you know, I've always been kind of, I leaned more towards Will and Paul. I'm not really sure why. I like Sonny, but I go back and forth about who I like in that. They both have their own dynamics. So it's if, ands, or buts, I don't know. And then we have Eve and Brady, Brave, as their name has been put together. How do you feel about that? Send me a tweet. Tweet me. You know, I want to know. I kind of want to get the consensus on this whole thing because it's bizarre to me. I can't. I love Cassie DePivitt. She's amazing. I love Eric, but can't get into it. I just think it's missing something. And it's weird, though, coming from me, because I actually, I was intrigued by JJ and Eve. I cannot tell why, but I was. I was just like, I really can't wait to see that. I don't know why I'm twisted, but I really, I like that better. I don't know. It was weird. But I'm so excited that Teresa's coming back. May can't get here quick enough. And I want to see Teresa and Eve battle over him so bad. I hope that it gets cray-cray. And it probably will. But I've talked enough about Days of Our Lives. I want to move on to Young and the Restless. Young and the Restless obviously has my heart all the time. But the situation with Dina taking Christian, I said on Twitter earlier this week, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. I understand that she was like, she saw the kid. She was like, oh, well, you know, my Jackie and all this other crap. And you got to see what happened. And Graham was a big influence. And it makes more sense now as to why she took him, because obviously the disease was messing with her mind frame. But it was just hard. It made me cry. I was crying. I'm sitting there. I was like, I can't watch this. It's such a hard disease. And seeing Ashley and Jack try to coexist for their mother's sake, despite the fact that their business is up in the air right now, it's hard. And it's a real-life situation. And I'm glad that they're doing this. I'm glad that they're moving in this direction. And I'm glad that they're addressing a real issue like this one. So, and of course, everybody is performing flawlessly where this story is concerned. But speaking of Christian, we're moving into finally it being revealed that Christian does not belong to Nick. I saw someone report, and I haven't really looked into it. I haven't, you know, delved into it too much, but something about it finally coming to the light. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be an Adam return. I don't see why there wouldn't be, but just the lack of conversation about it, even though I know that things are left to the imagination and left to be, you know, a surprise. All the same, I know people are paying Michael to return to the role of Adam, and some people wanted Justin Hartley, but obviously, look, he's a busy guy. He's not ever going to return to the role, probably. That's like a guarantee. But if they were going to recast the role, I don't know, honestly, who would be a good fit for it. I've never really heard what you guys thought about that, but the most that I've gotten out of it was that you wanted Michael back in the role, and some of you said Justin, but yikes, I just don't know. If they go in that direction, I don't know. I know that it's going to be hard on the fan base, on the Adam fan base as a whole, no matter what. I think it's going to kind of shake the tree a little bit, but Then you've got finally Sharon knows about Abby and Scott. They did not waste any time on that because I had missed Thursday's episode because I was busy and out and I can never settle in sometimes. But I came home and watched both Thursday and Friday and just the dynamic over the week with her finding out. I was just like, wow, they did not waste any more time on that. I'm telling you. I did not expect them to move that quick, but they did, and I was glad they did. Abby's anger had, oh, so unjustified. There was no reason for her to show any anger. Like, slut, you're the one that did it. You participated. Well, he's the one that cheated. Really? You knew he was in a relationship. Shut your whore mouth. I cannot believe that she even had the audacity to show any anger towards Sharon at all. And I'm glad that Sharon, when she saw that ring, and it felt so manipulative. Oh, I couldn't stand it. I'm so glad she just dropped it and just dug it in the dirt. She was like, no, everything that's in that ring is a lie. Everything beyond the moment that you left that storage building has been a lie. It's been a way to manipulate me. It's been a way to make you feel better for your mistakes. And I'm so glad that she was able to see that. Now, with the fact that eventually Nick will find out that Christian is not his, that's obviously going to break up Chick. I think everybody can go and praise him, whoever it is that she prays, and then eventually probably move Nick back into Sharon's orbit. Some people are like, absolutely not. Everybody's like, absolutely, please do it. It's a big, you know, coin toss. So I don't know. But obviously Sharon Case has expressed that she hopes that there is a Chick reunion at some point. And then there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, they're legacy characters. It happens. I don't have a huge investment. I have an investment in Sharon. I'm not a real big Nick fan. But, we'll see. We'll see how that all goes down. I'm hoping 2018, knock on wood, pray so hard that this is our year for the Tariah fans. I know there was a picture that was posted on Twitter, and you could see Mariah and Tessa in the background at the club, and I was like, oh, please, be together, like leaving a hotel room, like doing something, please. But believe that we can finally get them together. I'm praying about it. That is a ship that I'm so on. Like, please let me be the captain. I'm begging. You know, it's crazy because it just doesn't even matter what walk of life you come from. When the love is there, if you're straight, if you're gay, if you're bi, it doesn't matter. You know, the dynamic is there, the love is there. The feelings are there, and I'm so glad the other actors on Young and the Restless acknowledged that, especially Gina, whenever she was asked about what, you know, storyline was one of her favorites, and the Tariah one. I was like, oh, that's so cool that they're acknowledging that. That makes me so happy. And I'm hoping that eventually we'll get Havon back together. That's a slow mover. It's a turtle. That's a really old tortoise just not moving at all. And I'm hoping that it finally will pick up pace and we've gotten some sort of a light on both of those pairings. So hopefully that'll happen. I'm really afraid that Scott and Abby are going to happen. That's kind of evident. And then we'll be seeing Nikki and Victor move back into being their little power couple thing, because can you really keep Nictor apart? I don't think so. And I was saying to somebody the other day that it's just kind of weird, and that's been a big debate on my Twitter, but hey, it is what it is. With the whole thing of Billy being all about Victoria, Billy being all about Phyllis, da 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 da. My whole purpose in saying that was that, to me, and this is my perception, so let's be fair to me, and I'm being fair to you, but my perception was that, like, one minute he's just all, I mean, obviously Phyllis was out of the picture. She was trying to flirt her way back into Jack's good graces when she was, you know, working at Jabot and leaning over his desk and all that kind of crap. But, and then what she said later about it, that she was trying to make something there that wasn't, I don't even want to hear that, because I'm sorry, I'm a fact fan and I don't want to talk about it. But when it comes to Billy and Victoria, having Billy just go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and him getting back with Phyllis 5 seconds, like, just boom, you know, this whole thing was Victoria blows up. He ends up back in bed with Phyllis, and that's it. And now, Billy's kind of on a back burner. They're kind of boring now. Like, what's the deal with that? And this can be one of those pairings. I'm trying to tell you, this is the world we live in. These are soaps we're talking about, that something is going to get all in between them and cause some kind of a rift. You know, I just hate it. You know, at the same time, though, I kind of get it. That, like, if everybody's happy, I mean, what's the point in watching if we don't have some kind of drama? That's the whole point of it being a soap opera. The whole definition of a soap opera is drama, drama, drama. Constant issues. But it's just depending on how long they're going to be allowed to be happy. See, 2018, let's make this our year. And I'll say it again, I'm so excited, but I'm actually going to be getting with my peeps this week, and we're going to do our setup and get everything together and start filming some YouTube material for you guys. We're going to be doing some challenges, hot ones. For one, me and my brother. My brother's going to guest star in 3B Sub Reviews. He's hilarious. I don't know, for those of you that have kept up with me over the years, he actually guest starred with me one time, and everybody was just, oh my gosh, please have him on again. So we're actually going to be doing the Hot Ones Challenge. If you don't know what Hot Ones is, it is Sean Evans. First we feast, he interviews celebrities, and with every question that he asks them, they eat a hot wing, and every hot wing that they eat, it gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And just the reactions out of some of these celebrities is just hilarious to watch. They are under serious duress, and they are sweating and drinking milk and almost about to pass out. It is pure entertainment, I'm trying to tell you. One of my favorite episodes is Key and Peele. Wanda Sykes was hilarious too, so you've got to go and watch it. So me and my brother are actually going to do it, and we have some of the more mild ones, and then we have the hottest that they have out. I tried literally a pinhead size of this stuff. It's not enough to me to be able to say that I tried it, but it was enough to set me on fire. I was sitting in a chair in my brother's living room whenever he brought me the toothpick, and I barely ran it across my tongue, and I was panicking to the point where I was begging him to get me, because the chair would not go down. Of all the times, this recliner would not go down, and I'm begging him to drag me out of it. And it was just, oh my gosh, if a camera had been on me, I would have paid to watch it. So anyway, we're going to be doing some cool things like that. We'll do, like I said, things that are not soap related. And then we'll be doing our review shows. We'll do live Q&As. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to do this with you guys. It's going to be a banner year. And we're going to be doing our launch of our merch line. I'm really excited. We've already got some products that are put together. We're going to start putting them on Etsy for you to shop and buy and enjoy as much as I do. And I just love you guys so much. So, if you haven't followed us on Twitter yet, please do at 3B Soap Reviews. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm moving into doing more of the soap stuff on there, but you can kind of delve more into my personal life if you really care about all that stuff, at CTreezyBaby. And other than that, it's going to be a fun year. I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys this year. I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling. Canada, I can't wait to come see you guys. A lot of you are being so kind and so generous to offer to take me and my team around and kind of show us around Ontario, Toronto area, wherever that we're going to be going. We are trying to get an exact location. If you have any recommendations, let me know. But we're looking into it and super excited to come to the land of Canada. And I've heard nothing but nice things, so I'm really excited. Obviously, my peeps in New York and then in L.A., my people, it's just, I'm speechless. I'm so excited about this year. It's going to be awesome for me, my team, for you guys, and I can't wait to meet you all. So thank you so much for all the support that you have shown me in the last year. I can't wait to see what 2018 has in store for us, and I will see you next Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, but we will be having our 3BQA tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, so be sure to DM me your questions or tweet them live. Doesn't matter to me as long as you get them out. We've already got some really good ones, so I'll be seeing you then. Bye.